Today's Amud for Chazara is Ma'ikaton Chafa Min Aleph. We're holding on your Tesla base, six lines from the bottom, Boy Mini Abai Mirabo. So says the Gemara, Boy Mini Abai Mirabo, Kavri Berego. If a person buries his relative during the Rego, Rego Eiluloi Luminian Shloishim or Ein Rego Eiluloi Luminian Shloishim. So the Shiva is only going to start counting after the Rego. What about Shloishim? Could he start counting the Yemei Shloishim during the Rego? Luminian Shiva, like Ami Ba'ili, I'm not asking about Shiva, Dolei Nahaga Mitzvah Shiva Berego. Because of course, it doesn't count towards the Minion of Shiva. He's not being Nayeg Dinei Shiva. Why should he start counting the Yemei Shiva? He can be Ba'ili Luminian Shloishim. I'm asking specifically about Shloishim, the Nahaga Mitzvah Shloishim Berego, because B'mikra, he happens to be keeping the Dinei Shloishim B'regel, such as not getting a haircut. That's something that he's not allowed to do during the regel either. Alz Dinei Cholamayit. So perhaps, since that's also keeping Hilchos Shloishim, so maybe we could count these days towards the Yemei Shloishim. Amar Le'enu Eila. L'mayis Rabbi Setz Abaye, that it does not count towards the Shloishim. Now ask the Gemara Eisvei, we learned in the Braisa, HaKoyveres Meisu Shnei Yamim Kaidam HaRegel. If a person buries his mace 2 days before the Rego, so this Tana holds like the Tana of our Mishnah, that the Rego is only Mevatel Shiva if he sat Shiva for 3 days before the Rego. In this case, the person only sat Shiva for 2 days before the Rego. In this case, the regal is not mevatel the shiva, so ma'ine chamisha yamim acher haregal. He'll have to be mashed on the last 5 days of shiva after yom tev. However, since it's already been a long time since the petira, so we are more mekel, and we allow the avol to, during these last 5 days, we allow him to do malacha by giving it to someone else to do it for him, even though a typical avol, we aren't mekel like this. His slaves, they can even do work for him inside of his house, as long as they do so privately. And people do not come to be menachem him during these 5 days. They already came and were mashlim the days of Nicham Avelim during the regal. This is the general rule. Anything that's avol related and that he doesn't observe during the regal, so then the regal stops it. He has to be mashlim it after the regal. But things that are telling the rabbim, like Nicham Avelim, so that the regal doesn't interrupt, because they could continue doing that during the regal. So that's all the reisha of the braisa. This case where a person buried his mace 2 days before the yom tev. Kavru shloisha yamim b'seif haregel. If he buried his mace during the regal, when there was 3 days left of the regal, the third to last day, so he had 3 days of avelus technically during the regal, but he didn't start his minion shiva yet. So mayna shiva achar haregel. He has to count a full start and complete a full shiva after yom tev. Arba Yamim Harishayim, now for the first 4 days, which is the amount of days necessary to be mashlim, the 7 days of his Avelus, the first 7 days of his Avelus, so Rabbim is asking by. So then the Rabbim, they have to be menachim him. Whereas Shleishi Yamim Harishayim, the last 3 days of these seven, ain't Rabbim is asking by, so then the Rabbim do not have to be menachim him, Shekvar Nisaskim Beregel, because they were already mashlim the 7 days of Nicham Avelim during the Regel. They did the last 3 days of the Regel, the first 4 days after Yom Tiv. So that's it. They're done after that. The regal ayilalai, and then the Braisa concludes that the regal counts towards the Yemei Shloishim. Can't be talking about the Yemei Shiva, that the Braisa already told us those halachis. So says the Braisa, and then the regal counts towards the cheshbon of, has to be Shloishim. So you see straight out that the regal counts towards the Shloishim. My lava seifa, Lucharik's even going on this case of the seifa, where the person buried his mace during the regal. So it's not like Rabba told Abaye that if a person buries his mace during the regal, that the regal does not count towards the Shloishim. Here the Braisa seems to say that it does count towards the Shloishim. To which the Gemara answers Leia Resha, and know this last line of regal Eilulai is going on the Resha of the Braisa, which spoke about a case of a person who buried his mace before the regal. In that case, in the Hanami, the regal count towards the Shloishim, that halacha we had ba'etzem in our Mishnah on Yitasam and Aleph. However, says the Gemara Eisvei, here we have a kasha from a Braisa, which was mamish mefurish, not like Rabba. The Braisa says, regal oiluloi l'minin shloishim. The regal counts towards the shloishim. Keitza, what does it mean? Kavru betchilas haregal, if a person buried his mace on the first day of Yom Tif, so mayna shiva achar haregal. He has to count the complete shiva after Yom Tif, because he has to start a complete shiva, and the regal doesn't count towards that count. However, it will be more mekel because really bad sim he's holding already 7 days after the beginning of his avelus, and therefore his malacha can be done by others during those 7 days after the amtef. Like we had before, they could do work for him inside of his house as long as they do so privately. They don't have to be menachim him because they were menachim him already for 7 days during the regal. And then says the brayso of a regal oilai, and the regal counts towards the shleishim. Now here we're only talking about one case where a person buried his maize during the regal, and still the brayso says that the regal is oilai, counts towards the shleishim. That's my first. Now like Rabbi said before to Abaye, that the regal does not count towards the shleishim. So that's a tyufta that refutes the shita of Rabbi. Now says the Gemara, Kiyasa Ravin, Am Rabbi Eichnan, that Afilu Kavar B'Regel, he said that the halacha is that even if a person buries his maize during the Regel counts towards the Yemei Shleishim. V'chein Ayrele Rabbi Lazel, Rabbi Pidas B'Rei, he said that also to his son Rabbi Pidas, that Afilu Kavar B'Regel, the Regel counts towards the Yemei Shleishim, not like Rabbi. Now says the Gemara, Vayter Tan Rabbanon, Kiyim Kviyas Hamita Shleishi Yamim Kaidem HaRegel, like the Tan of our Mishnah said, that if a person was Mekayim Dinei Shiva for at least 3 days before the Regel, so then the Regel will come and be Mevatel the Shiva, and Inoy Tzarech Lechapaisa Achar HaRegel, and he won't have to then be Mekayim Dinei Shiva, such as Kviyas Hamita after the Regel, because the Regel is Mevatel at Divrei Belezer, Eliezer. The Chachamim say that no, Afilu Yoyim Echad, Afilu Shachas, you don't need 3 days, even if the person only sat Shiva for 1 day or for one moment, the Regel will now come and be mevatel the entire Shiva. And Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon says that heinein divrei Beishami, heinein divrei Beis Hillel. That this is really machlokes Beishami Beis Hillel. She Beishami oimrim shlishi yamim, Beis Hillel oimrim afilu yom echad, and some had the girsa of afilu shachas. The Chachamim say like we had before from the Chachamim. That Rabbi Beis Hillel says like we had before from the Chachamim. Now that's the halacha. Even if a person only sat Shiva for a moment before Yom Tif, the Yom Tif will now come and be mevatel the Shiva. Rava Amar halacha ketana dida da Amar shleisha. He says that no, the halacha is like our Tana, who says it has to be 3 days. And says the Gemara that Ravina ikla l'su de pras. Ravina was one time visiting Sur de Pras, and Amarle Rabbi Chaviva to Ravina. Rabbi Chaviva said to Ravina, "Hilchas Amai, what's the lacha?" And Amarle Afilu Yoimechav, Afilu Shachas. And that's the way we pass, and like the Chachamim, that even if a person only sat Shiva for a day or for a moment before the regal will now come and be mavato the Shiva. Now says the Gemara another story that Yasser Rechi Bar Abba, Rav Ami, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Akilu Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Elazar. They were all sitting on the porch of Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Elazar. And Nafak Milsa Mibinayu, the following Kasho, Tara, Shailu, Truva, Halacha came out from their conversation. That Minayin Lavelo Shiva, they said, how do we know? What's the Makar? At least as an Asmachta, that Avelos is for 7 days. The Chzivas, the Pasuk says, Vafachti Chageichem La'Evel. Hashem says, I'm going to turn your Chag into Avelos. So how many days is that? Well, Ma Chag Shiva, Afavelo Shiva. Chag is 7 days, like Pesach and Sukkot is 7 days. Hashem says, I'm going to turn that into Avelos. So you see from here that Avelos is 7 days. Now ask the Gemara, who says seven? Vema Atzeres Techad Yoima. Maybe it's Shavuos, which is only 1 day. Says the Gemara, in a Chanami, we need that for a drasha also. Ahumi Barile Lechadur Eish Lakish. That we need for Eish Lakish is drasha. The Amar Eish Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yudah Nesia. Minayin Lashmua Ruchaika, Shaina Nehegas El Yoim Echad. How do we know if a person finds out late about the Petira of his relative, that he only sits Avelis, he only keeps Adine Avelis for 1 day? The Chzivas, the Pasuk says, Vafachti Chageich Mleivel, Vashkan Atzeres, Dikri Chad Yoim Echad. Because we see that the Torah says, I'm going to turn your chag into avelus, and chageichem is plural. So we have the drasha referring to Sukkot and Pesach with regards to a regular shmua. With regards to a shmua rechayka, for that we use this drasha, that we compare it to Shavuos, and we say that just like Shavuos is 1 day, so too there is a type of avelus that's 1 day. That's this case of shmua rechayka, when a person finds out late about a patira. Now, Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa that shmua kreiva nehege shiva ushleisha. A person finds out immediately about a patira of a relative, so he's noyeg, dine shiva, shleishim, all these days of avelus. However, shmua rechayka in a neheges elu yoyim echad. If he finds out late, he is only noyeg avelus for 1 day. Now, ezi kreiva vezi rechayka. How do you define kreiva and rechayka? Kreiva b'teich shleishim, rechayka l'achar shleishim. depends. A kreiv is anything within 30 days. After 30 days, that's already considered a shmua rechaika. Div Rabbi Kiva, that's all the sheet of Rabbi Kiva, that there's a difference between a shmua kreiv and a shmua rechaika. However, v'chachamim maimrim, ach a shmua kreiv, v'ach a shmua rechaika, v'hege shiva v'shoishim, they say, no, there's no such thing as a shmua rechaika. Even if a person finds out after 30 days, he still keeps dinei shiva v'shoishim. Now, I'm a Rabbi Bar Chanan, Rabbi Yechanan. He says a klal in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that kol malkom shatamayt se yachin meikel v'rabbi machmirim. In general, even by a din derabanan, anytime you find that the yachin is a meikel and the rabbim are machmir, so yachin v'rabbim alacha k'rabbim, and therefore we'll say that we have to be machmir even by a derabanan alacha k'rabbim. Chutz mizu, except for over here by Avelis. Sha'af apish Rabbi Kiva meikel v'chachamim machmirim, even though Rabbi Kiva is meikel and the chachamim are machmir. And so you would typically say, oh, the alacha follows the chachamim, that there's no such thing as a shmuk rechaika. Still over here, halacha k'Rabbi Akiva. Here the halacha is like the yachid, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. The Amar Shmuel halacha k'divrei hameikel be'evel, because Shmuel told us a klal that the halacha always follows the meikel by avelus, even if it's a yachid k'neged a rabbim.